Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
I just love that man's voice. That is Tim Garrison. He works at the Smooth Jazz Station here in Las Vegas, and I asked him to do my new promo for me. I love his voice. Hello, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. Welcome. This is the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we are so happy to have you here. Thank you for joining us today. Our guest today is Cindy Bradley. She will be calling in about 1:15. Her debut CD is called Bloom. She is a trumpet player, and it is a really, really good CD. So we are looking forward to talking to her. Mike, how have you been? What's going on in the D.C. area?
I'm doing great, Terry. Doing great. Last night was a good night. I went to a fashion show. It was the Street Glam Fashion Show up in Silver Springs, Maryland. They had a fashion show and an after party, and it was very nice. They had some streetwear, you know, jeans, T-shirts, things like that from different independent fashion designers and things like that. And then they had the couture type thing where they had the suits and the nice, you know, dresses. And they had some celebrity models. The young lady from Project Runway, she was, I don't know the fashion people, but she was there. And a couple other people, and it was very nice, very nice. And then after that, you know, I'm always going to go. After that, I went to a comedy show with Rodney Perry, who used to be on the Monique show, and he's going to be, I think he's the co-host of the show with Bill Bellamy and things like that. So went out to the comedy show and saw him. He was very funny. That was my first time seeing him. He was just hilarious. So anybody that gets a chance, go check Rodney Perry out whenever he comes to your town. The brother was very funny.
Oh, okay. And you went? Was that your first fashion show?
I've been to a couple of fashion shows, but not like that one. I mean, it was different because it was outside. Everything was done outside. They made a makeshift runway, very nicely done. It was by the downtown Silver Spring Council. They had the runway. They had a nice restaurant that they had at the party in. DJ, it was set up so nice. I mean, it was just wonderful the way that they set that up. So that was, I've been to some fashion shows, but nothing like that. I mean, sitting outside in the heat, you know, that's got, and it was a good day too. So believe me, it was hot. So yes, but it was very nice.
All right, cool. And then Levesey is going to be your way on Tuesday with a free concert.
Yes, she'll be here this Tuesday at the National Harbor for free. Like I said, it's going to be jam-packed, so if you guys are coming out, like, so you got to get there by at least 5:30 because it's going to be tight. It's going to be very tight. Like the Spur of the Moment played there 2 weeks ago, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it was wall-to-wall people everywhere. So like I said, I know her performance starts at 7:30, I think. So if you want to get there early because, like I said, bring your lawn chairs, bring some soda, some water, you know, because it's going to be a lot of people. It's going to be a good time, and like I said, and you know, it's going to be hard for you to get up and walk around and things like that because it's going to be so many people there. So like
yeah.
I said, and that's just wonderful. And actually, her CD comes out that day. Her new CD comes out that day.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
that's going to be a great concert. It's free and Lettucey. That's going to be a great concert. Yeah.
Yeah. Mainly free.
I know. That's,
you know,
even better.
Yeah.
And we are working to get her on the show to interview her about her new CD, so stay tuned. Yesterday, Michael Linkton was scheduled to be on the show, but he got called by Brian Culberson, who opened for Barry Manilow last night. So he played with Brian in Connecticut. So, and because of the time difference, we had to reschedule Michael's interview. So we are working on some dates and just go to, you can always check the show notes on my Blog Talk Radio profile page for any updates like that. I did post that we would be rescheduling Michael Langton's interview on the show notes. So always, you know, just go to, excuse me, my Blog Talk Radio profile page and check the show notes for any updates on upcoming interviews, because, you know, the artists, the interviews are subject to rescheduling and canceling due to the artist's schedules, and I have no control over that. So as soon as I know that an artist is not, you know, can't come onto the show, then we try to reschedule them, and I will always post that information in the show notes so you'll know for sure if that artist is going to be on. So we're working on getting him rescheduled. There are some birthdays coming up this week. Friday, August 14th, was Dave Hildebrand's birthday. He is Nick Colleone's music director and bassist, and a fine man, I must say. On yesterday was Michael Langton's birthday, so happy birthday, Michael. On the 17th is Mesa and Everett Harp. And on the 18th is Malcolm Jamal Warner. So happy birthday to you all. I hope you guys have a great day.
And I want to also add one too, Terry. Deborah Flores, singer out of California, her birthday is on Monday.
Happy birthday, Deborah. We need to get her on the show as well. We were trying to get her on too, again, with scheduling. Her calendar and our calendar, we just had scheduling conflicts, so we're still, you know, working on trying to get her on. Last week, we mentioned to you about some upcoming jazz cruises, because as the summer winds down, the jazz concerts and festivals start winding down, and then the cruises start happening. But there is a jazz festival coming up in October that is hosted by Art Good of the Jazz Tracks. And this festival is held every year on Catalina Island, and that is one beautiful place, beautiful place. It is going to be the first three weekends in October, and the lineup include Peter White, Mindy Hebert, let me pull up the lineup here, George Duke is going to be on, so it's going to be a great lineup of artists. And is it on Catalina Island, October 23rd? I'm sorry, I'm pulling it up on the website. Okay, so it's going to be weekend one is October 1st through the 4th. So on Thursday, October 1st, they're going to have an unplugged series. So on Thursday, October 1st is Peter White unplugged. Thursday, October 8th is Mindy Hebert unplugged. And Thursday, October 15th, is Keiko Matsui. And then following the first weekend of October 2nd will be Ollie Silk, Nick Colleone, and Cindy Bradley. Can't wait to talk to her about that. Paul Brown and Mark Antoine, Kyle Eastwood and Najee. The weekend of October 9th is Philip Martin, Tim Bowman, Niels, Pieces of a Dream, 480 East, and Jesse Cook. And then the weekend of October 16th is Cindy Bradley, Eric Darius, Joaquin Joyner, Bernie Williams, Craig Charmat, and Kim Waters. And then there's also going to be after parties as well on Saturday nights. There will be after parties. Just craziness. I wish I could go. I would, every year, you know, every year I say I'm going and I never do. I never do. Also, Chris Stanring, Michael Langton, Greg Kourakos, Earl Klugh, Norman Brown, George Duke, Drew Davidson, Jesse J., Paul Taylor, Gail Johnson, Matt Marshak will also be there. So that is three weekends of concerts. And they're usually held at the Avalon Ballroom on Catalina Island. So you can go to Jazz Tracks, and that's TRAX.com, for more information on tickets and how to get to the island by ferry, like an hour ride by ferry to get to the island from the L.A. Pier. And that's going to be a great, great festival. He does that every year. He has a syndicated radio show as well. It's a five-hour show. It used to come on here, but you know it doesn't come on anymore. But he does. He talks about the current releases in smooth jazz. He does interviews and he plays music, and he also does a segment where he will pull up an archive show and talk about an album, you know, that maybe came out a couple of years ago. So it's a really good show. You can listen to it online. Again, it's JazzTrax.com. And his name is Art Good.
Yeah. There was a lot of great artists.
Man,
we have to try to get like Bernie Williams. I heard his album was very good. Bernie Williams, he used to play for the Yankees and everything. They said his album is very good. So we may want to try to reach out to him and try to get him on the show, you know, and try to get him on.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to call us, you know, and chat with us, when Cindy comes on, you can call in and talk to her, ask her a question. The phone number is 646-716-5485. That's 646-716-5485. So we have Ollie Silk coming on the show on October 30th. That's a Sunday. And I received a CD with the song Solarity on it. This is from his new CD from The Limits of the Sky is his new CD. And the label sent me this CD with this new song on it called Solarity. So I want to give you a sneak peek of this song and play this for you. This is from Ollie Silk's new CD, The Limits of the Sky is called Solarity.
Thank you.
right. That was brand new from Ollie Silk. That was called Celerity, and that is from his CD, The Limits, The Sky. So
nice.
Our guest, yeah, really nice. So our guest today is trumpetist Cindy Bradley, and I would like to start off by reading some reviews that she has received on her new CD, Bloom. Scott O'Brien from smoothjazz.com says, yes, oh yes. We've got a winner here. My friend, horn diva Cindy Bradley, is incredibly stunning on her debut Trippin' in Rhythm release, Bloom. She will be a smooth jazz star guaranteed. Diane Dayton from Cool Jazz Cafe says, what a fabulous sound that grabs you from the get-go with the title cut, Bloom, and Cindy Bradley on flugelhorn. I was grooving to the full, fat sound of Curves Ahead, with Cindy on trumpet and Freddie Fox's tasty guitars. And I'm loving the sensitivity in Before I Go. This lady is good, really good. I can't wait to see her live in concert. And Art Good from Jazz Track says, full of sultry rhythm and passion, this young lady adds a distinct touch of silky to the soul flair in such a manner as to make it undoubtedly a part of her identity now and hopefully in the future. Cindy Bradley, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Oh, that was so nice. Thanks for having me.
Oh, welcome to the show. We're so excited to have you on. Before you came on, we were talking about the Catalina Island Jazz Fest and mentioned that you will be performing there. How exciting for you?
Totally exciting. Yeah, I'll be there 3 weekends in a row, too. So I get to go there 3 times. So I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, your first time performing, that's going to be great. Have you been to Catalina Island before?
No, I never have.
Oh,
never been
beautiful.
There.
It's beautiful.
That's what I hear.
You're going to love it. It is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. We're actually putting together a new band just for Catalina, so I'll have my full band put together for that.
Oh, okay. All right. So correct me if I'm wrong, but you are currently, right now, the only female playing trumpet in smooth jazz?
I think that's right. I mean, I've met other women that play trumpet, you know, here around New York, and there's a lady out, I believe, in the Netherlands that plays more contemporary, like avant-garde trumpet, named Saskia LaRue, but she's the closest I've ever heard of. So, yeah, as far as smooth jazz, I think I'm it right now.
And how were you discovered?
Well, I kind of have been working at trying to break into this scene and get a record deal for, you know, a number of years. And I went on tour with Pieces of a Dream a couple of years ago and came close to getting a record deal then, and it just didn't work out. And Trippin' and Rhythm Records actually discovered me through a manager friend of mine named Jack Florchette, who manages Warren Hill, and he used to manage Foreplay, and he kind of told them about me, and they checked me out and gave me a shot.
Okay. Well, and you mentioned you toured with the Pieces of a Dream. Did you?
Yeah, briefly.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, briefly. A couple of years ago, for about a summer, I did.
Okay. Okay.
No, Cindy, I'm sorry, this is Mike Reynolds. I just wanted to give you a quick question, too. Now, you started out when you were 12 years old playing trumpet, but my question is, what was your, why the trumpet? Why not the clarinet or the saxophone or something like that? Why the trumpet?
Well, that's actually a funny story. I started on the trumpet when I was in fourth grade, so I was about 9, actually, and I was in elementary school in your typical band program, and we all got a permission slip to take home to our parents, where we had to talk over with our parents what instrument we wanted to play. And I actually forgot to bring mine home. So when the teacher was going around collecting them, I just figured I wouldn't get to play an instrument. And she actually came up to me and said, you know, if you want to play something, you can. You have to fill out the form right now. So I had to make a really quick decision, and I just wrote down trumpet because I knew what it was. I actually didn't know what a trombone was, or I couldn't really think of any other options. So I knew what a trumpet was, and I just wrote it down. So it was kind of a fluke, quick decision that worked out in the end.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you have any questions for Cindy, you'd like to talk to her, you can give us a call at 646-716-5485. Cindy, I am going to play a couple of songs from your CD, Uptown Drive and Brooklyn Bounce and Bloom as well. And I wanted to ask you, too, are people surprised that you are a woman playing trumpet? Are they, you know, do you get, like, certain reactions?
People seem to be very surprised. I definitely get a reaction, and I think it's sometimes people are a little bit shocked, but they always think it's really cool. I always get a really positive reaction. But, yeah, it's something different and unique that people don't see every day. So, you know, there's definitely that element to every time I play in front of people.
Okay. And tell us about the new CD, Bloom.
Well, Bloom is really my first release on a label, and it was produced by Michael Browning, who's a Grammy-winning producer that worked with George Benson and Marion Meadows. He's just absolutely incredible. And, you know, we co-wrote some of the songs together, and he wrote a lot of them himself, too. And he just put together an amazing team of musicians, and I really had the best of the best playing on the CD. And, you know, it ended up with a really, really great result. So really proud of the entire CD.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a very nice CD. Let's listen to one of the songs. This is Uptown Drive. Are you going to tell us a little bit about this song?
This is one of my favorite ones. It's just a funkier tune, and we just named it Uptown Drive because, you know, I live up here near New York City and always dealing with the traffic, and just gave it that kind of name. So it's kind of just a fun track. Yeah, I like it a lot. It's one of my favorites.
Okay, this is Uptown Drive.
Thank you.
good. That was good.
That's Marion Meadows on saxophone. I should have said that before.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that was good. That was called Uptown Drive from her debut CD, Bloom. You guys were doing it on that song. That was really nice.
Yeah, I like that one.
Now, you mentioned that you're putting together a band for the Catalina Island Jazz Festival. Can you tell us about your band members?
Oh, sure. I'm going to have a drummer by the name of Iyaji Hamden. He's a great drummer out in L.A. Rob McDonald's going to play bass. I'm actually going to have Freddie Fox playing guitar, who's on most of the CD. He was on the track you just heard. Ollie Silk's going to play keys for me.
Oh, okay.
And the one weekend, I'm actually going to have Mike Browning and Tim Bowman come and sit in with the band. So we have a lot of fun things planned for it. But that's basically the core of the band. And also a saxophone player named Gary Honor, who's from Australia. And he's another up-and-coming smooth jazz artist. Really, really great saxophone player.
Now, in addition to Murray Meadows, you also have Tim Bowman and Jarrett on the CD too, right?
Yeah, I do. Yep. Tim Bowman played on Bloom, and Jarrett's on a track too. Yep. I have some good ones.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. All right. Well, let's take another listen. The next song is Brooklyn Bounce. Tell us about this one.
Oh, Brooklyn Bounce is, I actually like to end my shows with Brooklyn Bounce. It's another real funky one. You're picking the funky ones, which I'm partial to myself. So, Freddie Fox played guitar on it. This is the tune that features Jarrett playing alto saxophone. And the song was written by Mike Browning and, you know, gave it another New York City type of name, calling it Brooklyn Bounce. And, you know, I always say I love them, but I really love the funky one. So this is another one of my favorites.
Okay, this is Brooklyn Bounce. Thank you. All right. That was Brooklyn Bounce. Wow. I can read another review. Shannon West from smoothviews.com says, this CD is freaking amazing. There's not a stiff in the mix, and there are some tasty melodic up-tempo tracks for us hook-driven programmers. What I love is that there is not a single dud track on that CD. How rare is that?
Yeah. Wow. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah.
Now, I read, and I was really surprised to read, that you started touring at 12 years old.
Yeah, I did. I actually got involved with a big band, like a swing group that played music from the 1940s, like Glenn Miller and Tommy Dorsey, and it was made up of all kids, and it was a community organization in Buffalo, New York. And they would take us, you know, to like Cedar Point, Ohio, or we would play in Disneyland, or... Like, yeah, we did like a little tour for a week, and just from 12 until I was about 16, I played in that group. And that's kind of really where I fell in love with performing and playing the trumpet.
Mm. In addition to that, you also have 2 degrees. You have a bachelor's degree in jazz studies and a master's in jazz trumpet performance, right?
Right, right.
Oh, wow, cool. That's very cool. That's very cool.
And Cindy, yeah. What's the difference between a trumpet and a flugelhorn?
Well, a flugelhorn is a little bit bigger. If you look at it, it looks fatter, and the end of it's wider. But a flugelhorn has more of a mellow, pretty sound, whereas a trumpet can sound more shrill and bright. But, you know, you can get a really pretty sound on a trumpet, too. But whenever you hear that real fluffy, mellow, trumpety sound, it's usually a flugelhorn. Like
okay.
Chuck Mangione played and Feels So Good, and, you know, all those old smooth jazz tracks are usually flugelhorns.
Okay. All right. Let's take a listen at Bloom. Now, this is the title cut from the CD, and it definitely draws you in to the CD. It's the first song on the CD as well, so it definitely draws you in. Is there a story behind this?
Bloom? The title was obviously named, you know, after the entire experience having this record deal and having been behind me and having Michael produce for me. And it really allowed me to just grow as an artist as far as a writer and a musician. So we named the whole album Bloom, but also this track. It just seemed fitting with the melodies and things like that. And this has Bowman and Freddie Fox and Mel Brown and Michael playing on it.
Okay. All right, this is Bloom. Very nice. That is Bloom from Cindy Bradley's debut CD, Bloom, title song.
That was first.
Cindy, I have a question for you from the chat room.
Oh, sure.
Okay, Ava Lemert wants to know, what is the difference between the flugelhorn and the mellophone?
Oh, that's a really good question because, like I just said, the flugelhorn's like a bigger, more mellow trumpet. A mellophone is actually related closer to the French horn. So a French horn, if you see when it curls around and the sound comes out behind you, if you're holding it, they design what they call the mellophone so marching bands could march with a French horn. So it actually sounds more like a French horn, but it has a huge bell on the end of it. The bell is the part that flares out at the end of a brass instrument. So the mellophone is like an upright French horn.
Hmm. Okay.
For the trumpets, or flugelhorns, more related to the trumpet. Just a bigger, prettier sounding trumpet.
Okay.
Now, in addition to playing all the horns, you also play the piano from time to time, right?
Yeah, I started on the piano when I was about 5 or 6 years old, and I took lessons forever, and I play when I teach students, and I play when I write music, but I don't play piano professionally. I just never got good enough at the piano.
Yeah, you guys. I think you do the bass and the drums too, but like you're just like a jack of all trades, I guess, huh?
I was for a while, and then when I got in college, I really had to focus on one. I actually went to NEC, and I was a double bass minor when I entered school, but I just couldn't keep up. They were, we're talking doing 8, 9, 10 hours a day of practice, and I just really couldn't compete doing two instruments. So I kind of gave everything up and focused on the trumpet. I still miss the other ones, though, but what I had to do.
Yeah. And can you tell us a little bit? I know you conduct jazz workshops all across the country and everything. Can you tell us a little bit about your work with kids and everything?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I've been a full-time band teacher in several locations. And then I also traveled and did jazz clinics. I did a couple at the Frederick Douglass School in Harlem, New York, for kids there. They were just starting to add music back into their schools. And, but I did a lot of elementary school band teaching. So, I teach privately, and I've gone to some college clinics and things like that. But I love teaching. I teach all the time.
Cool.
Okay,
nice.
Cindy, I have someone in the chat room that knows you. His name is Mike Moore.
My neighbor, my old neighbor?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. He grew up across the street from me in North Tonawanda near Buffalo. Tell him, can I say hi back? Can you say hi back for me?
I'm trying to get him
to
call.
I think they can listen, trying to call him now.
Yeah, Mike, call in and say hello to Cindy, 646-716-5485.
Wow, that's crazy.
He said he stumbled across, he read your website story about your choice of trumpet, and he knew you then. I was her neighbor. She's such a nice girl from a terrific family. I can't believe I stumbled upon her online here. An amazing coincidence. So
that is. Yeah, his parents still live across the street from my parents. That's funny.
Okay. Well, here he is. I think we have him now. Trying to break. Hi, Mike. Is this Mike?
Yeah, this is Mike.
Michael Moore.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. What a coincidence. I spotted you online here. I was just an amazing coincidence. I was looking for something else, and I stumbled across a photo. I saw you. I saw your new album. I saw you're going to be on the radio. Oh, my gosh. I'm just beaming with pride here.
Wow. These things work. Are you in Florida, Mike?
I am. I'm down in near Fort Lauderdale.
That's great. We got to catch up. It's been a long time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, I expect to see you touring, selling out Madison Square Garden here pretty soon.
We're working on it.
All right. Well, good luck, and it's an amazing coincidence. And like I said, Cindy's just such a terrific girl, and, we always knew she'd be successful, and we expect some big things from her in the future, too.
Thank you, Mike.
Yep.
Thanks
okay.
for calling in. Thank
okay,
you, Mike.
No
I
problem.
Appreciate that.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
How cool is that?
That was really, really cool. I probably haven't seen him in at least 10, 15 years, I think. Maybe longer. I don't know.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Tell us.
So he can get in contact with you through your website, correct?
People can, yeah. CindyBradley.com. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the best place.
All right. What's coming up for you, other than the the Catalina Island Jazz Fest? What else are you doing?
As far as gigs, I'm playing in Fayetteville, North Carolina, on the 28th of this month. That's in the Metropolitan Room. And then I'm going back to Fayetteville on May 1st, which is a while away, but that's for the North Carolina Wine and Jazz Fest. And last weekend, I did the River Raisin Jazz Festival in Monroe, Michigan. And, Catalina, 3 weekends. And in September, I'm rehearsing and getting the van ready for Catalina, getting my band together. So that's really most of what's going on now. And the shows just gradually keep coming in. So it's all been happening pretty fast. But
And I also read that you're working on another CD.
Oh, no, not yet.
Okay.
I'd love to be, but not. We're kind of just, I'm just trying to get out and play this music as much as possible and eventually think about the next one, but not yet.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Thank you. Mike, do you have any other questions?
Just one. Is there anybody out there that you want to work with in the future that you haven't worked with already?
Oh, wow. You know, there's so many people. I think, one of the things that's amazing to me is I've been doing shows with different people. Like I did a show with Warren Hill, and I've done some with Ollie. And a lot of the Sidemen are just amazing. They have some great bands. And just been meeting people left and right. I'm really excited to work with Tim Bowman a little bit in Catalina. And, there'll be a long list, but I can't think of anyone specifically off the top of my head. It just kind of keeps happening where, you know, a lot of times it seems small and you're put together with people, but yeah, I just look forward to more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cindy, with your permission, I would like to continue to play your music on future shows and also feature your CD tonight on another show I have called Jazz Queen Presents, where I feature CDs in their entirety. So I would like to do that on the show tonight and just play your CD and feature it in its entirety.
I would love that. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
well,
you.
We appreciate you calling in. We thank you so much for the opportunity to talk to you, and we wish you much continued success. I think you are. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Thank you for coming on.
And thank you, Mike Moore, for calling.
Yes, definitely. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Cindy. All right, that was Cindy Bradley talking about her debut CD, Bloom, and I will be featuring it in its entirety tonight on Jazz Queen Presents. That was so cool that Mike called in. I like that.
Yeah, that was very cool. That's the power of the Internet and the show. I think that's like the second time that it happened to us. We were interviewing with Shang, I think, and one of her old girlfriends called her up and haven't seen her in years. So that's the second time that it happened. So yeah.
Right, exactly. So that is so cool. Let's see. Next week we have Taylor Burris. He's 13 years old. He is a drummer, and he has a CD. He will be on the 22nd next Saturday. And then on the 23rd, his uncle, Larry Ellis Jr., will be on it. I didn't know they were related when I booked them. So Larry plays keyboard, so we will be talking to him. They are both independent artists, and we will be talking to them next weekend. August 29th is Peter White, and August 30th is Ollie Silk. So, again, just be sure to check the show notes on my homepage, Blog Talk Radio homepage, profile page, for updates, just to be, you know, so you can stay in the loop on what's going on with the artists. And we're working on the newsletter for next month. If you have not signed up, please send me your name and email address to talkingsmoothjazz@yahoo.com, and I will get you on the list for next month's newsletter. Mike, anything else you want to share?
Nothing. That's about it. Like I said, you summed everything up. Like I said, I can't wait to get to the next couple weekends. Like I said, with Larry and the young drummer, like I said, his nephew, and like I said, the week after that with Peter White and Ollie Silk. That should be very, very hot.
Yes. Yes. All right. All right. Well, thanks again to Cindy Bradley and Jeff Lunt, who helped me schedule that interview. So thank you, Jeff. Thanks to everyone in the chat room, Ava, Be Encouraged Radio, Cool Jazz Combos, Frumpy BB, the guests, and Mickey. Thank you all for joining us in the chat room, and thank you all for listening. Those of you that are listening outside of Blog Talk Radio, thank you for listening. And if you are listening to an archive show or you have downloaded a podcast, thank you for doing so. We appreciate it. So you have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz on blogtalkradio.com. This is the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you next week. Have a smooth day.